This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh, shortly to mark a momentous occasion in the nation's socio-cultural and spiritual landscape. Prime Minister will ceremonially hoist a saffron flag on the shikhar of the sacred Sri Ram Janmabhoomi temple, symbolizing the completion of the temple's construction and ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity. Prime Minister will also address the gathering on this occasion. Prime Minister will also visit Sapt Mandir. This will be followed by a visit to Sheshavatar Mandir. Mr. Modi will also visit Mata Annapurna Mandir. After this, he will perform darshan and puja at Ram Darbar Garbh Griha, which will be followed by darshan at Ram Lala Garbh Griha. A report.
Ram Ram Jai Raja Ram, Ram Ram Jai Sita Ram.
Dhwajarohan program is taking place on the auspicious Panchami of the Shukla Paksh in the month of Margshirsh, coinciding with the Abhijit Muhurt of Sri Ram and Mata Sita's Vivaha Panchami. The date also marks the martyrdom day of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, the ninth Sikh Guru, who meditated in Ayodhya for 48 uninterrupted hours in the 17th century. The right-angle triangular flag, measuring 10 feet in height and 20 feet in length, bears the image of a radiant sun, symbolizing the brilliance and valor of Bhagwan Sri Ram, with an Om inscribed on it along with the image of Kovindra tree. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Ayodhya.
The Prime Minister will also visit Kurukshetra this evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. During the program, Mr. Modi will release a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of revered Guru. To honour the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur, central government is observing a year-long commemoration. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate a newly constructed building, Panch Janya, which has been designed in honour of the sacred conch of Lord Krishna. In Chhattisgarh, 15 active cadres of outlawed CPM Maoists, carrying a combined bounty of nearly 50 lakh rupees, have surrendered in Sukma district. Talking to Akashvani News, Sukma SP Kiran Chavan said, "The surrenders were a direct fallout of the leadership vacuum and deepening fear created by the most wanted Maoist commander Madhvi Hidma's elimination earlier this month." Aviation regulator DGCA has issued an advisory to airlines and airports to deal with the possible disruptions due to the ash plumes from volcanic activity. DGCA has asked airlines to avoid volcanic ash-affected areas as Ethiopian volcanic ash reaches India. A windborne cloud of ash from a volcanic eruption in Ethiopia has crossed swathes of northwest India last night, crossing Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Delhi NCR and Punjab. This has hampered visibility and disrupted air traffic as it headed eastwards across the subcontinent. Ash clouds from the recent eruption of the Haile Gubbi volcano in Ethiopia are impacting flight operations. Akasa Air, Indigo and KLM are among the airlines that cancelled some flights due to the ash plumes. A high-level Afghan delegation met officials of the Ministry of Textiles in New Delhi to explore the possibilities for expanding bilateral cooperation in the textile sector. The delegation, led by Shafiullah Azam, Director General of Economic Relations, held discussions with A. Bipin Menon, Trade Advisor to the Government of India. The talks focused on strengthening Afghanistan's textile ecosystem, generating employment and improving training facilities for farmers entering the cotton and textile value chain. India clinched its second consecutive Women's Kabaddi World Cup title in Dhaka, defeating Chinese Taipei 35-28 in a dominant final performance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.